It gives us reward covers of 80 years.
My new favorite, because back then, I still had my mom.
It's recommended for everyone to share what you have.
It's a beautiful sight, to be honest.
Let's talk Africa, the Africanness of Africa, the beauty, its people, our peculiarities. This is Unzipped Stories. I am DS Bello.
Hello, everyone. It's the end of Ramadan. Oh, my goodness. Well, to Muslims, Ramadan is a very special season. But how about to Christians like me? What truly is Ramadan? So this week, I delve into a very special time with some of my friends from Algeria, Liberia, and right here in Nigeria. While I was planning this, I thought of something. Is Ramadan an entire fasting period, like the Lent before Easter, or is Ramadan just a celebratory part, like just a day? So I got up to ask my friends, what truly is Ramadan? We hear a lot about different things in Ramadan, iftar, sahur, and, you know, sharing of food. And so, I got to ask my friends, what is it about these beautiful traditions and spiritual significance of Ramadan? My friend Halima Abdulrauf tells me about the background of Ramadan, including how the date is selected and its significance to Muslims.
Ramadan is the ninth month in the Islamic calendar, and it is a month of fasting, more active worships, service to mankind or to people around us, and communal gatherings in our localities. And most importantly for Muslims, is a month of spiritual development, because you're able to put more effort into doing acts of ibadah, that's worship, improving in our daily salat, improving in giving alms, improving in being kind to our neighbors, our families, our friends, our colleagues, and all of that. So it's a month that we devote a lot of times to the worship of Allah. And most importantly for me, Ramadan is that period of cleansing my soul, getting closer to my Rabb, that's my creator, and then making sure that every act of worship is done sincerely, because we are promised during this month that, and if we worship properly, it expiates our sins. It gives us reward covers of 80 years or more, depending on the devotion that we put into the acts of worships during this month of Ramadan. And fasting in Ramadan is one of the five pillars of Islam. And this month, as narrated by Rasul, the last prophet of Islam, Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the month that the verses of the Quran were revealed to the prophet. And the month of Ramadan every year comes 11 days earlier, because since there are 12 lunar months superimposed and over 12 solar months, Ramadan moves back about 11 days solar year. And Ramadan this year started on the 11th of March. And at the end of the Ramadan fasting period, which is usually 29 to 30 days, depending on when the moon is sighted and the new month of Shawwal is announced, which is the 10th month of Ramadan, immediately after Ramadan. And then the end of Ramadan is marked by Eid al-Fitr, where people give alms, much more like alms at the end of it, which is called Zakat al-Fitr, to the less privileged in the society days before the Eid celebration, so that those families can have something to fall on, to eat and marry during the Eid. That's the celebration of after fasting and the month of Ramadan.
Wow. I'm sure you're learning something new, because I have learned a lot already. I was quite clueless about some of these things. For us most non-Muslims, when we hear about Ramadan, we think about fasting, the early morning and the late evening meals and the prayers too. But it's time to know more about some of these ritual activities and from the start of the fast to the Eid al-Fitr celebrations, which is probably today. All celebrations come with memories. I'd like to hear from my friends, which is their favorite Eid and why?
Hello everyone, my name is Bintu Aisatukone and I'm from Liberia. My favorite Eid day was in the year 2018, which I celebrated with my mom being around. Though I have celebrated a lot of Eid, but 2018, it was my favorite because back then, I still had my mom with me.
In Nigeria, there is a culture of giving food to meet to your neighbors and friends during Salah. Generally, the Ramadan is considered to be a month of charity. When the fasting ends during the feast, every Muslim is recommended to share the small food you have when you are happy. When during the feast you cook some special meal and then you are invited, it's recommended for everyone to share what you have so that the neighbor should also taste what you have done, give to those who don't have and all the rest.
My favorite Ramadan was during COVID. Yes, we were all locked up basically. So there were no family gatherings, no night prayers whatsoever, and you just had to stay at home. But it was my best Ramadan because I had a lot of time. I had a lot of time to focus on myself, my relationship with God, and basically you had no excuse and you had no distraction. So it was a very good time to just focus on your relationship with God and take all that extra time to work on it.
Now, during Eid al-Fitr in Nigeria, special media erupts with playful yabs like, "Remember that Christmas meal you owe me, Thomas, this year I am keeping the Eid ram for myself." It's all good and fun, of course, but it perfectly captures the spirit of sharing that defines Eid and other religious celebrations. I remember as a child, our Muslim neighbors would bring us masa and rice and a lot of food in northern Nigeria. And most especially the ram with yaji. Whoa, yes, Eid is about sharing, praying and caring. So let's find out from our friends in Liberia if it's the same in Liberia and Algeria.
So in Algeria, we don't have that tradition of giving meat in Ramadan, but we do have the family gatherings, or just friend and family gatherings, I would call them. This is where people invite each other during, you know, after iftar. So after sunset, they invite each other and they stay up even the whole night sometimes. And it's just hanging out, basically enjoying some food, some desserts, and that's it.
From Liberia, Ramadan is a holy month of fasting, prayer, and reflection for Muslims. It is a time for spiritual growth, self-discipline, and empathy towards others. And Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of Ramadan, is a joyous celebration of gratitude, charity, and family time bonding.
Now that's amazing, isn't it? It would be nice to know, are there any other unique cultures in other countries like Liberia and Algeria that surround Ramadan?
My favorite Ramadan rituals this month, we have family gatherings. This is when families invite one another to break their fast or to spend the evening together, just hang out, eat some good food, sweets, desserts, things like that. And another thing is the night prayer, which is a big part in Ramadan. So we will have night prayers every night, and you will see a lot of people attending, old, young, men, women, and it's a beautiful sight, to be honest. Giving is a huge part in Ramadan. You will see a lot of people giving food, money, and shop owners, supermarkets, they will set up these baskets, and you will have the chance to to basically give food, whatever you want to give to people in need. Another thing coming on Ramadan is that people will decorate their houses and they will get out their Ramadan dishes or buy new ones. So, you know, when you have a guest over, you will not use your regular dishes. You will use those fancy ones. So this is what happens in Ramadan. It's like Ramadan is the guest, but it doesn't have a seat at the table, but still it is the guest.
Though our faiths may differ, our capacity for love unites us. After all, the core tenets of many religions emphasizes loving your neighbor. With Easter and Ramadan coinciding this year, let's celebrate the spirit of compassion they both embody. Respecting each other's beliefs and honoring the inherent dignity of all people is the true essence of this holy season. May we learn to respect each other, respect our beliefs and our differences, and embrace unity that binds the world together in love. Have a great season, and thank you for listening. Hey, ever wondered how you can study abroad on a budget through an agency with visa application for free? I've got news for you. Sable International, S-A-B-L-E, Sable International has access to over 300 institutions in Canada, UK, Ireland, Spain, France, Switzerland, and a lot of countries. And they offer free applications and free visa processing services. Reach out to Sable International today to make inquiries and start your application for free. You can call them on this number, 0818-580-4002, or visit their website, www.sableinternational.com. Sable, that is S-A-B-L-E, Sable International. Thank me later.
This is on Zip Stories. I am DS Beller.